to please stay either in Shavasana, or if you'd like to get up out of Shavasana and come into a seated posture, feel free to do so. And just begin to find that space in between sort of fully awake and partially asleep. Your breath is still soft. Your mind is a little bit more alert than maybe it was in Shavasana, but you're very relaxed. And keeping in mind with today's theme of cleansing, visualize your body surrounded by a bubble or a circle, a sphere, however you want to think of it, but something circular. And then infuse that sphere or that bubble with pure crystal. As you infuse the body with that pure, crystal clear white light, notice that you are protected from both external influence and also from any of your energy leaking away. Now visualize, those of you mamas that are pregnant, that have a baby inside of you, visualize your baby inside of you, you inside of the circle. And just like you are protected by that outer circle, so is that baby protected by you. You are the baby circle. And those of you that are postnatal, just stay with the image of the circle of energy surrounding the body. Now slowly start to feel your breath come back into the body in a conscious way. Visualize the breath as energy. And we're going to move that energy up and down our spine. You're still in the circle of light. But now you're focusing on the low spine, the sacrum, the low back. And it's as if you were inhaling up the spinal column. Visualize the breath moving up through the tailbone, through the sacrum, into the low back. Maybe it gets up into the waist on that first inhale. And on the exhale, like a waterfall, it descends right back down. And then on your next inhale, visualize the breath moving through the tailbone, up through the sacrum. Maybe it gets past the waist this time. Maybe it moves in towards the low ribs. And on the exhale, like a waterfall, it moves straight back down. Visualize the breath again, beginning from the tailbone, moving up the sacrum. This time it moves past the waist. Maybe it moves past those lower ribs. Maybe it moves into the middle of the back. And on the exhale, it goes straight back down. Visualize the breath once again beginning from the sacrum tailbone, rising up through the low back, through the waist, past the waist, past the middle of the spine, maybe into those shoulder blades, and exhaling straight back down. This time, go ahead and visualize the breath rising all the way up through the sacrum, beyond the waist, beyond the ribs, beyond the shoulder blades, maybe in towards the neck, and exhaling back down. And now let's visualize the breath going all the way up. So from the bottom tip of the tailbone, visualize the breath as you inhale, moving up through the sacrum, past the waist, beyond the ribs, beyond the shoulder blades, beyond even the top of the spine, into the very upper neck, all the way into the skull, and as you exhale, the breath moving straight back down. I'm going to take this image of the breath with three more breaths, inhaling from the low part of the waist, feeling that breath move up through every vertebrae in the spine. If you can, visualize the breath touching the occipital ridge, the base of the skull, maybe some of you going all the way up into the top of the skull, and exhaling like a waterfall straight back down. Do that on your own two more times. Visualize the breath moving up the spine. Let it go as high as your body will accept it and allow it to go. And on the exhale, visualize the breath moving down the same pathway. And one more time, visualizing that breath rising up. And visualize the breath coming back down. Now go ahead and place your right hand on your heart and your left hand on your belly. Whether you're pre or postnatal, these are very important centers to connect to. Visualize again the breath moving up the spine just like you did, but this time visualize light moving in with the breath. Like someone turned on a flashlight and that flashlight is shining up through your spine. And the flashlight, that light goes all the way up as high as it can. And then as you exhale, visualize any sort of tension, tightness, distress, anger, anything that you kind of want to let go of this morning, let it go as you exhale. And again, one more time, like someone shines a light as you inhale, visualize that light moving up the spinal column all the way up. And then as you exhale, let go of anything. Could be physical, could be emotional, could be mental, stress. Let it go. And one more time, mamas, inhaling up the spine, exhaling and releasing. Beautiful, everyone. Go ahead and come back up to a seated position if you're still on your back. Take your time, roll over to one side slowly. Use your hands to slowly press back up to seated. Keep visualizing that circle of energy around you. This is an important exercise because especially when we're pregnant, even right after having a baby, as moms, we're very open energetically. So keep your eyes closed. Visualize that circle as something that protects you, just energetically protects you. You cleared stuff out. You want to keep that stuff that you cleared out away. And that's what that circle is. It's like a little bit of a protective boundary. Let's bring the hands to the heart center. Let's seal our practice with one collective om. Inhaling. Bring your hands to your third eye, please, for clarity of thought and consciousness. Down to your mouth for clarity of speech and communication. And back to your heart for clarity of action. Namaste. Thanks, mamas. Thanks for showing up and practicing. Yay.